Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery, talking trade, thanks to Citrix, online meetings made easy. Visit gotomeeting.com.au.
And Roger Montgomery from rogermontgomery.com joins me now right here on Money News. Hello, Roger.
How are you, Ross?
I'm really well, thank you. Thank you for being with me.
It's a pleasure. Nice to be back.
And it's good to be here. We've got a little bit of time tonight, so anybody, we'll take a few calls as well. We've got some people we're going to have a chat to. I want to have a chat to Robert from Cranbourne. I want to try and have a chat to a few other people as well. Jack from Petersham may be there. A few other people on the line, and we appreciate them waiting for us as well. There's actually quite a few calls on the board, so we'll try and get through some of those. So anybody else who wants to jump on, have a chat to Roger and myself, 131873. Roger, the market's going down, and yes, some people would be naturally worried and concerned about capital values disappearing. You and I probably are of a similar ilk, and that is you generally tend to find these are the times when you get most excited, because this is the time when there are things to buy.
Well, it's when, that's exactly right. It's when people think that that Europe's bailout isn't going to work, that China's slowdown is going to cause a global rout,
that America is never going to recover.
Recession.
That's it.
You know, that's when you're going to find value. It's when people think poorly of the future and they think that that's permanent, that you get good value. Nothing's permanent. Even the fears that we're seeing at the moment won't be permanent. And if there is a recession in the United States, that won't be permanent either. So we're getting some stocks that are coming into our sort of good value zone and falling below value. And because we're so close to June 30, we'll be rolling forward our valuations very soon as the companies report. And that means some of those companies, their intrinsic values are going to go up, even companies like Telstra.
And I noticed Telstra today, for example, up by 6 cents to $3.08. And so some of those stocks are potentially maybe undervalued. You mentioned last week the banks, for example. The ANZ was one of those that you did mention.
Yes.
I think you also mentioned Westpac last week as well as being the two banks that appeared close to their fundamental value. Westpac today up 17, $21.52. ANZ today up 8, $21.33. But that's off the back of some decent falls in the past few days.
And falls from the 2010 highs, you're talking between, for many of the companies I look at, between 10 and 25 or 26% decline since their highs. Now, has the value of these businesses declined? No. In fact, the value of these businesses is going up. The share prices might have been a bit expensive to start with. They're now at a point where they look like they're good value. And the thing that I always like to do is buy things when people think that the outlook is doomed, that you know it's all downcast and there's not a cheery consensus. If you wait for a cheery consensus, you'll pay a much higher price.
No, there's no doubt about that. So as I say, anybody wants to jump on the line, 131873, we might be able to go through a few stocks and see whether they are close to reasonable value at the moment. We gave a list of stocks last week to people as well, and some of those stocks are quite clearly would have gone sideways or nowhere over the past week. I always like to have a look at, say, for example, the likes of BHP. You mentioned BHP last week.
Sure.
And you said it looked like it was reasonable value or close to reasonable value at that time.
Well, it's trading about 11, 12% discount to my intrinsic value. It's as cheap as it's been for some time.
So there you go. So as cheap as it's been for some time is a really interesting point there as well. And what other big stocks such as that are jumping out for you? Are there any others that really...
Oh, there's quite a few, actually. I'll pull them up now. Westpac, we've mentioned. We've talked about ANZ. Rio Tinto is another one that seems to be reasonably priced.
But those Rio Tinto shares, just for people, are currently $79.29. That's down 6. And when you sit back and you just have a look over the last little while, over the last month, they've come from about $86 or so down to that level today. So that is a reasonable fall in the Rio Tinto share price.
And we did talk about a supply response in iron ore in 2013. So there's some caution around those. But companies like Woolworths, you don't have to worry about a supply response in iron ore. And their intrinsic value keeps going up every year. And yet for the last 5 years, their share prices traded sideways. And there was last year a big switch out of Woolworths and into Wesfarmers because of the turnaround that was going on in Coles.
Yes.
So people like a fashionable story, and Coles was the fashionable story, but Woolworths is a better business on many metrics. And you got to remember, Coles is buried in a whole lot of other businesses within a conglomerate, so it's expensive, whereas Woolworths isn't so expensive. In fact, after June 30, it will be trading at about its intrinsic value.
Now, they're a bit shy tonight, Roger Montgomery, I've got to tell you. We haven't had too many calls.
No one's interested in the stock market when they're going down.
It's precisely the time to be interested. Exactly. I want to actually go through a few stocks here. I just want to sit and have a look at your valuations on a few stocks.
Okay, what do you got for me?
I want to have a little bit of a look at Myer and David Jones.
Okay. Well, let's do that.
And not for any particular reason, other than I'm trying to get stocks that people might think that they would like to hold and see whether they are in reasonable value right now. We've spoken about banks. We've spoken about Telstra. We've spoken about Woolworths and Wesfarmers.
All right. Now, Myer has fallen from a high of almost $4, $3.99.
That's right. $2.73 today.
It's come all the way back. That's right, to $2.73. My valuation at the moment is $2.39. And that goes to $2.59 next year and
So still above your valuation as we speak.
Yeah, correct.
So it's tough in retail.
And $3.01.
It is tough in retail.
Okay, so that's Myer.
Now, what about David Jones? $4.08, up 2 cents today. How does that look?
Yep, $4.08. My intrinsic value for DJs, $3.36, going to $3.64. And then up to $3.80.
So again, trading above its intrinsic value.
Correct.
It's interesting. So even despite all of the downturn in retail that we know about, it really has been a tough one. I'll tell you another one. Here's Mark from Sydney. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
G'day, Mark.
Roger's with me as well.
Yeah, I'm from Sydney.
Yep.
I'm just inquiring about Macquarie Bank and why it's gone down so bad in the last few months. Why it's out of flavour.
Yep. Well, Macquarie's gone down. All the banks have gone down, and they've gone down quite a bit. Macquarie has gone down, I guess, in sympathy with financial stocks in Australia. One of the issues for Macquarie Bank, and there's been some articles about this that you can read yourself, is there's a view that they might have lost their mojo, so to speak. You know, they've lost their ability to generate the sort of fees they were generating before from various assets and then selling those assets to unit holders and taking fees. They've lost the ability to do that and they've lost some key staff as well.
I'll tell you the interesting thing also, bear in mind there was a fairly decent fall in those Macquarie shares today, down 2.1% at the end. It's about
they
70
seem
cents
to,
or so.
They seem to fare the worst when the market does have a bit of a sneeze.
Yeah, it does. And remember, this is also partly because Citi, in other words, this is the stockbroking firm Citigroup, has effectively downgraded its earnings assumptions and said that really they don't believe there's all that much in the pipeline, that Macquarie Equities is not a powerhouse like it once was. You know, these things will bounce around the place, but that's the reason why it moved today, is because of that single report from Citi, and those things can have an impact as well.
This is Money News with Ross Greenwood on 2GB. Thanks to Ron Bennett Menswear. Dressing well is simply good business. Go to ronbennett.com.au.
Welcome back to Money News. Roger Montgomery with me. And let's have a chat to June from Gosford. G'day, June.
Hello, Ross and Roger.
Hi, June.
You were speaking about retail stocks. I didn't hear you mention Metcash, please.
Okay, well, I can talk about that. It is expensive. It's been expensive for quite some time. In fact, its share price is not different to where it was basically in 2005. So for 6 years, the share price has basically gone sideways. And that's because it's been expensive for a long time. But gradually, the intrinsic value is creeping up. At the moment, it's still $3.27. And the share price is up considerably.
$3.27?
Yeah, and the share price is up at... what is it, $3.88 or thereabouts?
Yes. Well, they reported today, and I thought you...
They did. They're up 6%. That's what we had mentioned earlier, June, so that's actually fantastic. Sorry. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Let's go and have a chat to Theo now. G'day, Theo, who's in Parramatta.
G'day, Ross. So I'm just interested to know whether there's a favourite of the real estate investment trust that are listed.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. Roger, do you like them or not?
They're all at discounts to their NTAs, but they're not earning much. So I've got every single one of them trading at a premium to my intrinsic values. I don't like that space at all at the moment.
And you think that real estate, well, that means that somewhere down the track, the valuations in terms of the asset valuations have got to be downgraded in order for them to come back. So
Correct.
That's a pretty tough thing as well.
Exactly.
So that's a really interesting thing, Theo. Keep an eye on those as well, because they quite often do trade below their asset value when they are good value. Pretty easy ones to actually spot.
The asset value can come down.
Tell you what, time to go, but one last thing, Roger.
Yes.
$2 million to go and have lunch with
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett in New York City at Smith & Walensky's, the steakhouse. Would you go and do it?
No. I'd see him somewhere else.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were his greatest fan in Australia.
I'm a fan, but I don't need to spend $2 million. I'd rather give that to somebody else.
There you go. Roger Montgomery joins us every Tuesday night talking shares. I'm Ross Greenwood, and this is Money News.